Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Shoup and the Bulldog.
Let me ask you a question. This may be a little bit off the path. How much weight do you think I could bench press?
It's Mike Shoup.
Just make a guess. Ballpark figure.
Absolutely.
315 pounds. I mean, I was in top shape.
And the Bulldog.
I don't know if I could make it down to the end of this arena and back. Now, deadlifted over 500.
It's Mike Shoup.
I went to one of those obedience places once. It was all going well till they spilled hot candle wax on my private parts. I'm just kidding. I'm serious.
And the Bulldog.
If you live in my neighborhood and you wear an outfit like that, you better be a hotel doorman.
On WGR.
Best in show, yes or no for the kids? What age for best in show? Kids are 10 and 9. It's probably okay.
I think so.
A lot of...
I'm a terrible person to ask this question because my kids watched unedited foul movies when they were, you know, pretty young. But I think you're okay at the age your kids are now.
Mostly it's sexual innuendo with Best in Show. It's not like it's
right,
you know, vulgar. It's not. There's no real bad language in it. You stupid hotel manager! Like, that's not going to upset my kids. All right. Well, I like it. I'm always up for watching that movie. If you get hungry, eat something. If you get tired, pull over. Good advice. Wouldn't have thought of it myself.
You do get that whole rundown of the nuts, too.
Yes, you do. You get rundown.
That qualifies as learning. So, I mean, you're doing some good, I think, if you show your kids this movie.
Yes. We would love to hear from anybody listening. 803-0550 is the number. It's been a couple of weeks, I think. We would like that. Let's just, at least for a few minutes, get into where we're at here as another week winds down. Today is the last day of July. The Bills are scheduled to open their season at home September 13th against the Jets. What does it feel like right now? Are there chances of doing that? Like better than 50-50? About 50-50?
I think considering what's happened in baseball and you know, what already happened in the NFL and to the Bills after just 1 week of having guys around. I mean, they had how many? Five guys on the COVID list? And those aren't all dirty or positive tests necessarily, right? There can also be people who know they've been in direct contact with someone who has a positive test. But nonetheless, it's five people. I recognize it's a lot of guys when you're talking about, you know, a football team. I think I want to say coin flip right now. Like baseball, I'll be really interested to see what happens over the next week or so with baseball. You know, the Cardinals now have a guy, and, like, they didn't play today. And they're going to try to play tomorrow. At least that was the plan as of last I saw. But maybe that'll change if they find more Cardinals players to be positive. So it feels like there's a lot, like it has been all along, that could change. So I don't know. I'd want to get more than 50-50 on football because I don't think it's great that the Bills just had guys show up and they had to send them home. At least yesterday they did that. So I don't know how much of that there was around the league Whether other teams did what the Bills did is what I mean by that. But I don't know that I'd want to go higher than that right now.
I haven't heard of a number higher than five. I know that the Houston coach said he doesn't have any, that Houston doesn't have any. You know, the hard part, if it isn't obvious, it's certainly been talked about on this show, the hard part is, maybe the hardest part is, the players themselves, policing, if you will, themselves. And that, I think, is what baseball is up against. Because baseball could not mandate that its players stay, you know, go right home or take every precaution, whatever. Not that necessarily that's always feasible to do, but maybe for a Major League Baseball player it should be. And you have positive tests in baseball that are now crossing over between teams just in the last few minutes. Jeff Passan has a new story for ESPN that Rob Manfred is telling Tony Clark, the director of the Players Association, if the sport doesn't do a better job of managing coronavirus, it could shut down. Oof. So I don't know if that's a threat or just what, but baseball yesterday put out new protocols for players, and it affected us because now, like, the Blue Jays, no, Blue Jays, you want to do this? You're staying at the hotel. You're not leaving the hotel.
Right.
And, like, that is the debate today in baseball is, are players willing to just stay in the hotel or whatever it is, if they're home, go right home? I mean, it can still happen. The infection can still happen, but that has not been asked of players. And I think now it is. Baseball wants players to decide for themselves that that's in their best interest. Baseball, it's different than football in several ways. One is that they got started on what was supposed to be a 60-game season that wasn't everybody's favorite idea, that didn't just check boxes for credibility with everybody. I mean, it still seemed a little bit silly to some. Like, why are we even doing this? And football is, at this stage, going for 16 games on time. Yes, the preseason is canceled, but otherwise, like, they want their regular thing. And so I think maybe within, I don't know if this is right, there's a lot of people involved, but maybe within baseball there was some attitude of, like, really? I mean, this is, what do you want? What are we supposed to do? Why are we bothering? You did right. Have players talk like they didn't think it was such a great idea to begin with. But anyway, they're at a point now where they might be in trouble.
Yeah, it sounds that way. Like, that feels, I don't know, like, it is Friday. On Monday, I said, like, if we end up with an outbreak on the Phillies, and I don't think we've had an outbreak. We had a guy, right? Or really, it was a coach and a clubhouse attendant.
Right, Phillies, yeah.
I don't know that it affected the roster. I want to trust, for the purposes of this conversation, that they're being upfront about this, that they're not hiding anything from you know, reporters or anything. So they did avoid that, which I think would have been a real calamity for them. But you know, you do have the Cardinals, and I think as you keep going, and we're just, what are we, a week and a day in, right? Last Thursday was the first game.
Yep.
You know, that you've had two teams affected the way they were, I'm counting the Cardinals now along with the Marlins as far as players go, although the Marlins and the Cardinals are arguably vastly different as of now. The Cardinals could turn into the Marlins pretty quickly here, I think. You know, you've got one guy already, and, you know, another couple of days of testing, and you could end up with guys, because they were in an airplane together, traveling together, playing. So that could get tough. But they did avoid the specter of the Phillies being contaminated by having played that game last Sunday with the Marlins, and so that, I think, is at least appearance-wise a positive. I think that would have looked really, really bad if that had happened, and it might have really, I think the voices saying shut it down would have gotten really loud and maybe credible if that had happened, but it hasn't as of yet. So there's just a lot to consider. And I've said every time we talk about this, you know, the you know, baseball has however many guys are traveling with the team. You know, I think rosters are expanded, right, from what they normally would be at this time of the season. But so what you've got is probably, you know, you're mentioning how not everyone loved this idea on the player side, so maybe they're not taking it seriously, and maybe they feel like they don't care that much if it gets shut down, and therefore they're acting accordingly.
Yeah.
In other words, carelessly.
Yeah. I mean, it might be a stretch, but whether it's like with intent or if it's just, you know, being young and having money, if that even be said or should be said, and feeling like, you know, I'm not going to die. You've heard it all.
Right.
I mean, we've been living in this world for a few months here, and whether it's from your family or through the media, like, you've heard every point made by now probably. Like the Marlins, it's half their team about, but are any guys sick? I mean, are any guys showing symptoms? I don't know. Like, it's depending on where you get your information and all of this, you're going to have whatever attitude you have about it. But hockey and basketball put all the players in one, essentially in one room. I mean, they put them all in one place, and that is the story right now about sports.
Yep.
Is that when that happened, we're good. And when it's not happening, look out. Mm-hmm. And here's football, which is probably at least twice as many people.
Yeah, easily.
As baseball. And, you know, they're not, it's kind of the same. Like, they're not going to make these guys go right home every day or stay in the hotel all week or anything like that, at least at this point.
Yeah, and I would be, you know, is not, I'm sure this isn't across the board absolutely correct, right? But you've got 80 guys or 90 guys on a football team. Like, I think if you just go collect, I guess it maybe depends on where you are, even in our region. But I think you collect 90 people right now, you're going to find 5 of them, maybe 10 of them, that think this is all ridiculous. All the precautions, that the hype and you know, whatever, whether it's because they support the president and they think this whole thing is some liberal agenda or whatever, I think you're going to find that in any group of 90 people. So, like, I'd be surprised if on any football team there weren't a group of guys that are just like, I don't care, I'm going out, I'm going to live, the places are open, I'm going to go do what I want, I'm not going to worry about it, despite, you know, whatever precautions their team is telling them to take. I want to say I would be surprised if that weren't the case. I don't know that to be the case, but I just think you take any cross section of the population, I think you're going to get that. So that, I think, is one of the reasons why I would say coin flip right now, 50-50. I don't know that because I think you have a risk within a group of men that size that someone could mess it up. And, like, someone else could be trying to do everything right and still end up contacting the virus because some other guy isn't doing everything right.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a call or two. 803-0550 is the number. We've got Eric on the line. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, thank you.
My call. Talking about this COVID issue, the only problem I really have with all of this in major sports, and I know you guys benefit from sports and playing of sports, and many people do across the U.S., from beer vendors to, you know, personnel at the games. But my real problem is these players are getting tested daily, or not daily, but so often. And to play a sport where they're making so much money takes away from the average American. The average American, I was tested back in February or March. I had to wait 5 days for a test, and it's excruciating mental anguish. My wife had to wait like 6 days thinking about the elderly that she cares for, the grandchildren, to get a test result back. And we're spending all these resources and laboratory results on sports and players that make a huge amount of money that we pay for as fans. So how is an average American who has to wait for these tests How can they absolutely support the playing of sports? I really think they should all take a year off for the benefit of humanity and society. And I'm just wondering what you guys think on that aspect of it.
I think what it is that sports is wealthy.
Not because you're benefiting from sports being played and your jobs are secured. And
well, you know, Eric, I'm happy to give you my answer. You might want to discount it because you think my position will be what it is only because it's to my benefit that they play sports. And, you know, you can decide whether you believe what I say or not. It's because sports is wealthy. It's not about whether one person is in a job that's high paying and the other one is in a job that's high paying, but they hit a ball for a living. It's that it's high end wealthy, and that's the common thread. I don't know that.
I don't really think it's right. I think they should all take a year off for the benefit of.
Okay. Yeah. I respect that. I mean, it's righteous. Yeah. You know,
I would like you to expand on it, and I'll hang up and I listen. I appreciate you taking my call and espouse.
Thank you.
By the way, Eric, before you do, it shouldn't take. I think, as far as I know, you've had this experience, and I have not. But my understanding is it should not take 6 days in July to get test results, like it did in February.
It is for the average American. I'm sorry, but
I'm hearing 48 hours is what most people say. But
okay,
sports is now, faster turnaround, but it's not 6 days. You know, in most cases, it was in the beginning much longer than it is now. Anyway, that's part of the story. That's part of the situation that's relevant. Yeah. Is that testing now is more prevalent than it was at the beginning of this? So
thanks, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yep. Eric, I mean, I can't expect you to have been along with us for like all this time here, but I'm deeply conflicted about the point you're making. It's one of the reasons I thought basketball might never get off the ground itself because they were trying to go to Florida. And Florida was exploding when they decided to go, and I just thought the optics would be bad enough that they eventually would call it off, but they didn't. And, you know, they're there and they're doing their thing, and they have made a significant donations financially to try to help in COVID relief there, from what I know. And, you know, I don't know, that might just be a lot of PR, but, you know, there's some money behind that. But I am very conflicted about that. Everything you say is right about my job, needing these events to happen. I've enjoyed everything that's come back so far, and I wasn't always sure that I would because of this conflict that you're describing. I think it is challenging. I'm not sure that it's the right thing to do, but it is what is happening, and I don't want to just sit here every day and say these games should not be getting played, you know, because I frankly have a job to do. But if you're asking me directly, am I sure that it's right? I'm absolutely not. Like, I am deeply conflicted about it.
Yeah, and I share most, if not all, of that sentiment. I privately, like, we're talking here and it's being broadcast. Privately, I kind of feel like maybe most people would, which is, this is not a situation that I can control. Whether or not these games happen is not a situation I can control. And I don't want to feel too badly about enjoying having the games. But fundamentally, what you're asking is, should the rich get this privilege? And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, that's a good question. It doesn't really matter to me that it's sports versus another very high-paying job that you might have more respect for. The fact of the matter is, sports is big money. They are out there because they would lose a lot of money by not being out there. That's the only thing that matters. That's why they're playing. That's why they're going through all this. That's why they're putting up with the Marlins having positive tests, because there is television revenue that they would lose without being on the field. Hockey, basketball, it's different dollars and different equations, but that's it. That's why they're doing it. So at a certain point, I as a fan can understand that. I do not look down on those people, because I don't think that like their job is less than because it's only a game or something like that. I mean, that kind of point can be made all the time, and just I think it gets tiresome. But the deal is, there's a lot of money on the line for those leagues and for the players, and because of that, they're willing to do it, and testing, they can afford it. That's, I mean, that's all that really needs to be said, is simply that. Yeah. They can afford it. And, you know, sure, it'd be great if in all these, in all cases, everybody had the same opportunity to get results faster. And I do not think, I'm not sure it should be 5 or 6 days now, but that's what we've got. That's what we've got. And I'm a sports fan. And yes, of course, I'm tied to it through work. But I don't want to feel bad about tomorrow wanting to watch hockey games. You know, like, it's a time right now in our lives where there's a lot of stress. And this is something that makes people feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife, who's been, you know, like millions of other people on the front lines of this thing, made that point to me this week, and I think she knew, like, I was, you know, we've talked a lot about this, so she knows I've been, you know, conflicted and just struggling with it, you know. Like, I think late last week we talked about it, and I really felt like I'm gonna need to get in a different place, a better place, because I don't know how to keep doing this, you know. I know how this works, you know, and for this to functionally be the conversation it needs to be, I can't just keep saying no, they shouldn't be playing, because, you know, I, you know, the average person isn't being afforded the same benefits and the same frequency of testing and whatever. And, you know, she will make that point that you just made, like, that people do need some of this. You know, what I hope doesn't happen, and this, I'm thinking of Kyrie Irving maybe specifically for this, and he was making this point not so much, I think, about the virus, but about the protests and police brutality and violence. Like, I don't want to go on TV and start playing basketball and signal to everyone that everything's okay, because it's not. Everything is far from okay right now, and maybe we don't need to be normal right now. We need to sit with this, and I respect that. I hope that these games being on doesn't lessen the seriousness that people are you know, who are respecting the rules and trying to wear masks and being, you know, doing the right things, at least in my view, that it's some signal that, like, oh, we're in the clear now because the Rangers are playing. Like, you, no, that's, mm-hmm. They're playing. They're in a sealed. I mean, they are not hanging out at Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, like elbow to elbow with you. They are in a bubble. So you should make sure you remember that.
But the Bills might be, and right. The Blue Jays might be, and that's different. Eric, thank you. Like I said, we've not taken a call in a long time, and you're asking a big question and a great question. That. Like most questions in the air right now, I think have no easy answers. But you know, I did my best. I know Bulldog too to answer what you asked. We'll take a break and have the update for you, and take some more calls if we've got them. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog WGR.
The Buffalo Bills today, I'm told, sent home all the rookies that they had inside the building that were going to be part of meetings there. And the Bills have had some positive COVID tests that they have reported. They've got guys on the reserve COVID list. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to stay ahead of it. And they said, you know what, we were going to have these meetings here today. Why don't we just go and do it virtually? And they sent all those guys home, and they're having their meetings virtually. And then they will regather at the facility again at some point.
Mike Garofolo, NFL Network, yesterday. Happy Friday, everybody. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Monday, by the way, Travis Yost. One of our favorites. He'll be on with us Monday afternoon. Let's go to Matt next. Hi, Matt. Thanks for being on.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Good. Just kind of piggybacking off of that, the last caller with the testing taking so long. They're actually, it hasn't come out yet, but they're actually getting ready to come out with tests that are, like, at home, like, 30 minutes saliva tests, that are supposed to be priced at, like, $10. I guess they're still waiting, like, FDA approval, but FDA pretty much said that they're going to approve them. It's just whatever red tape or whatever they're waiting on. So, I mean, that should alleviate a lot of the testing issues, and especially because, people apparently are like most infectious in the time that they're not symptomatic, like the first 2 or 3 days they have it, whether they know they have it or not. So I think that might help a lot as far as with the transmission of it, where people can take a test and immediately know they have it instead of, you know, going out for 2 or 3 days.
Sure.
Infecting other people.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. All I wanted to do by pointing out to the caller that the 5 to 6 days from his story were in February and March is to try to make it apples to apples. And I think we all know that it's at least a little bit better now than it was then. Like then we were talking about, are there enough tests and how can, you know, you and I talked every day and you would often say, well, how can you put on sports without tests? And that was right. And now they have it. And the question today is, and has been, well, do they deserve all the tests? You know, like when the beginning happened, it was the player on Utah, Gobert, and they immediately canceled that game. And like all the Utah Jazz players got tested and the country went, how? Like, how are there just like a box of tests in Oklahoma City waiting for the Utah Jazz? Come on. And so it's never not going to be sort of tilted.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some, but it's not what it was then in this area. And that doesn't mean you won't ever have to wait longer than X number of days to get results. I mean, of course, there would have to be variance in that.
Yeah. I feel now, I think it is an important distinction to make because while I don't think it's across the country where it needs to be, I know, like myself, and I don't think I'm just choosing to do this. I'm reading and trying to stay abreast of it. Like I feel a lot less concerned about like the ability to get tests out there for the general public, and you know, so I'm a lot less concerned about you know, football or basketball or hockey or whatever sort of you know, just getting the market cornered on tests because they are wealthy. You know, my concern more now is just, can you prevent, can you do this safely? Like, is baseball going to be able to do it safely? And I would say the same thing about football. Even with all the testing, you still saw baseball get kind of, they very much got in the weeds this week on this. And I don't know, you know, maybe they'll get out of it. And this will just be an early 60-game season blip, or it's the beginning of, you know, a horrible scenario for them and for sports in general. We don't know yet. You know, I think it's still too early to know that. But like, I don't feel the disparity in the availability of tests is any more the concern that it was back in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Thanks again, Matt. 803-0550 is the number. Want to hear? I'll tell you one more call, and then I'll tell you what the draft idea was that I have.
Okay. Yeah.
Really doesn't even need to be said, and I've been telling you all day I would get to it. So we'll get to it. Here's Joe first. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, we got you, man. Go ahead.
All right. Well, my original call was going to be, if I could have time to make the point, it was going to be about the Bills line, but I want to weigh in about this testing thing.
Okay.
I think that first guy is totally missing the point. Like, just because the teams are getting, all these players are getting tested, it's not going to interfere the common person's test. It's not like they're taking away from you. They're not going to the same place. They're not going to your local general hospital. The NFL's paying millions, hundreds of millions of dollars for these tests. If you were rich, you could get the test in 24 hours. It's like saying, well, I don't want you to have a mansion because I can't have one. That's all he's saying. I mean, actually, the NFL's pumping more money into the economy paying for all these tests. So they're not affecting the common person in any way. You know what I mean? I think the NFL is definitely playing. I'd say it's over 90% because the biggest thing they get to learn from all these other leagues, and the other biggest thing is they're only one game a week. I think they're most like, and what they can learn from the most is actually the PGA, because the PGA is once a week, and the PGA has shown a person can be positive for 1 week in a tournament. And then they can come back the next week as long as they have two consecutive negative tests. So, people are worrying about, oh, you're going to lose half the team for a month. It's not like that. Most of these guys will be back in a week. So, the PGA is running smoothly. You know what I mean? The PGA is running great. And I think learning from the PGA, everything's going to work out, and it's definitely going to be okay. But let me just get to the point about the Bills' line. I think, actually, the injury to Feliciano could end up being almost a blessing in disguise, because I think they'll be best if Ford goes into guard, and if Nsekhe stays healthy, if he plays right tackle, I think that would be the best overall combination. And also, I was wondering, maybe is that guard, that Pro Bowl guard, still available, Larry Warford? Maybe they should look at him. Because if he's out there still, I'm sure they can get him cheap at this point.
Oh, I don't know.
Really wanted to say.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Okay. I appreciate what you said before getting to the Bills too.
He was one of the opt out. He opted out for the 2020 season.
Warford.
Yeah.
So
he didn't sign anywhere. But
okay. Yeah. I mean, look. I think in a perfect scenario, like last year, was Nsekhe maybe more effective at right tackle than Ford was? Yeah. But it's predicated on him staying healthy, and I think what he's proven over not just last year with the Bills, but prior to that, I think he grades out very favorably. Most analysts are pretty positive about him, but he has trouble staying on the field. So I don't know. Your ideal scenario to me is built on something that I'm not sure that you can count on. And then there is what they view Ford as. And while Nsekhe may have been the more effective player overall, I think they might still think that Ford has a lot of growth still within him, and that his ceiling is out there somewhere higher than even what Nsekhe's giving them right now. And I don't know. We talked with Sal about this earlier in the day. I'm not assuming that they'll just do the most convenient thing, which is bump Ford inside. Because he's a second-round pick, and they drafted him to play tackle, and they might really think that they're going to be their best when he's at his best at right tackle. And, last year was bumpy, but he was a rookie, and there's an adjustment period. So, all that said, I don't know what they're going to do. They may very well move forward inside, but I'm not assuming it.
What's the only thing I ever think of when I hear the name Cody Ford?
The penalty?
They traded up.
Oh.
They gave up a fifth-round pick to move up two spots to draft Cody Ford. This is going to sound like I'm just taking a chance to hate on them, even though you're going to hear Sal in 15 minutes, and I'm going to be quite the opposite. But in this particular area, this is a constant source of frustration because they think they know who the good players are, so they traded a fifth-round pick to move up two spots so they could draft Cody Ford, who may be good eventually. I mean, I don't know how good the fifth-round pick was going to be. It was pick 158, and it eventually went to Dallas. Pick 171 was Darius Slayton, receiver out of Auburn. If the Bills had Darius Slayton on their team, they maybe beat Houston, because Duke Williams off the street is not getting their most targets in that game. Their best passing play of the game was caught by Josh Allen. This is no way to go into a weekend. Just tell you, stop trading up, for crying out loud, this team. You know, even the smart GMs, the so-called smart GMs, I think Bean is smart. He's good. I'm not saying he isn't by this, but it doesn't matter how good a job everybody thinks you're doing or how you're doing. Whoever it is, they still love trading up. And you shouldn't love trading up. You should actually probably never do it. Again, no way to go into the weekend. All right. Thank you, Joe. Good job. Darius Slayton. It's Joe is a Darius Slayton guy.
Huge Darius Slayton. I got him everywhere. I think he's good. Wow.
Giants.
And they're going to throw a lot.
I can't figure out who I think their number one receiver is going to be.
I think it's going to be him. Shepard might be better, but he's always injured. Concussion problems. Golden Tate's good, but he's just limited. Maybe Slayton's not the best, but I feel like he's got easily the most upside of those three.
Yeah.
Also, there's Evan Engram.
Shepard stays healthy. He's good. But
yeah.
He's been hurt.
But even Engram, if he stays healthy, man, he could lead the team in targets.
Yep.
Barkley could
also
lead the team
a guy.
In
yeah. What about Barkley?
Injury history?
Say,
yeah. Yep. Golden Tate.
They're a tough. They're a tough one to crack.
That's
right
five.
Now.
That's five players.
And you could probably bet on, like, make a strong case for any of them. To
yeah,
lead that team in targets.
I think so. All right. Yeah. We do have more coming up on the Bills at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Okay. Here was the idea. Desserts.
Yeah, I think
love
that's
it.
Got potential.
Love it. Although this is coming, you're bringing up this idea. Haven't you said you don't eat cookies?
Ugh.
Which is just...
No use
like
for cookies.
None. Outrage.
Ugh. You can't eat what I eat and spend 5 minutes in your life with cookies and ice cream and garbage like that.
So what are you going to pick?
It's not always garbage.
Pizza?
Not always garbage. But, you know, just that's not my area. What would I pick? Pizza as a dessert? Well, probably I've probably done it. You get done with your dinner, your meal, and then have a piece of pizza after that.
Yeah.
Maybe I've done that.
I love the idea though.
Cake, ice cream,
pie.
Usually, yeah. I make some exceptions for ice cream.
Pie?
Pie, yes. Pie might be my first pick, or bananas falls.
Pie kills cake. Pie kills cake.
Great.
Cake, I mean, great cake is great cake, but like, how often do you really get great cake?
Exactly.
If it's an ice cream cake, then it's a great cake.
Well, now, okay, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I will at, like, birthday parties. Like, we still have, we have family, normally we have family birthday parties. We haven't had one since, I don't even know when, last fall, maybe. But my mom makes a cake, and I will just have ice cream. Like the cake's good. It's just I don't really need the cake. Just give me a couple scoops of ice cream. I'm all set.
There's a greater variance to me in cake and whether it's good or not. Like ice cream, you know what you're getting. It's going to be some level of good. Even pie, I feel like has that over cake.
It's just not
cake.
Not
a bad
enough.
Cake. A bad cake. Yeah. They're out there.
If I am out to eat somewhere and I don't want dessert. Right, because I'm full. I enjoyed this. This just happened last night. We went out to Teuton for the first time out in a restaurant for all of us. It was
I forgot to ask you about that.
If you're thinking about going, I mean, they just did a great job. Like, texted you from, you're in your car, come on in, nobody else at the, hostess station. It was perfect. They did a great job. But any place, I'm not usually going to order dessert. But if we ask what is on the menu, and the server starts describing any kind of an apple crumble something with vanilla ice cream, I'm just like, yeah, okay, I'll have one. We can bring four spoons. I got it. I just love that. I'm a complete sucker for that.
Good to know, because I'm writing down notes right now on when I have to take apple crisp.
I kind of agree, actually. Is it really that? Well, it's a pretty small sample size, I guess, the three of us, Bulldog, myself, and Dawson Knox in the first here. Yeah. But... I'm very uncomfortable agreeing with you on food, but I do agree here.
Right.
Apple.
Well, it's got to be French vanilla ice cream there. I'll give you a separation.
Yeah. Well, desserts. I mean, it's a pretty short list, but fruit, arguably.
If you split up the pies and the cakes, like you've got enough to work with there. And I think you have to do that. I don't think you can just get pie. You got to draft apple pie. Or I wouldn't do it, but pumpkin pie. Like, those got to be split up if we're doing it.
All different pies are separate.
Oh,
all different cakes.
Yeah.
All different cookies. All right. I don't even want any. You guys do the dessert draft when I'm gone.
Oh, yeah. A chocolate chip cookie is different than, like, an oatmeal.
I don't want any of these foods.
Yeah.
Ever.
I am never eating an oatmeal raisin cookie.
Me neither.
And furthermore, one of the most, like, disgusting. hoaxes that's ever been perpetrated on humanity is that the oatmeal raisin cookie looks like a chocolate chip cookie, and you think it's a chocolate chip cookie, and then you bite it and you're like, ah, it's raisins, it sucks.
On that note, Sal Capaccio after sports here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.